A well-known screenwriter named Ilan Mastia wrote a fiction novel in February of 2017 titled All Our Wrong Todays. It all starts when this fictional character wakes up one morning in 2016 and realizes that he's in the wrong world. He remembers a much better place, a techno-utopian paradise of abundance, purpose, and wonder, the world of the Jetsons and all those pulp sci-fi paperbacks of the 1950s and 60s. Hover cars should be zipping across the skies. Billboards should be tailored to your own individual interests. People should be happier and healthier. After all, on July 11th, 1965, a fiction invention of the Gottreiter engine that harnesses the power of the Earth's rotation started a chain of events that solved all our problems. Except that world does not exist. It was disrupted by this fictional character's impulsive decision to use his father's time travel machine to go back to the summer of 1965 and witness the birth of utopia in Lionel Gottreiter's lab. When the inventor realizes this character's presence in the room, a series of catastrophes ensues. The engine fails, and with it, every wonder of the age. The rest of this dazzling and complex novel involves the protagonist's awakening to his new life in an alternative present. The story hinges on the tug between these two timelines. Given the chance to go back in time to the same spot, this character causes yet another disruption, unleashing a much darker world. And the ingenious plot circles and loops across these versions of reality. Pretty nice future, huh? Well, we have the future right here. This novel might be only a fiction, but there will be a true utopia coming. There will be true purpose and true wonder. People will be truly happier and healthier in the true sense. But not in this present world. Not in this dystopia world. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines utopia as a place of ideal perfection, especially in laws, government, and social conditions. The Oxford Dictionary defines utopia as an imagined place or state of things in which everything is perfect. Dystopia, on the other hand, on OxfordDictionary.com, says an imagined state or society in which there is great suffering or injustice, typically one that is totalitarian or post-apocalyptic. In other words, in my words, out of control. The Bible has a lot to say of what true utopia will be like. Since this is a sermonette, I will only concentrate on two facets of what it will be like. Number one facet, health. Let's take health for example. How does the Bible describe the health of the people in the world tomorrow? Please turn with me to Isaiah 35, verses 5 through 6. Isaiah 35, 5 through 6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The contemporary English version says, regarding verse 5, the blind will see, and the ears of the deaf will be healed. In verse 6, those who were lame will leap around like deer. Tongues once silent will begin to shout. Waters will rush through the desert. This is a wonderful promise from God. It doesn't say maybe the blind will see or maybe the ears of the deaf will be healed. It says it will happen. God isn't iffy. He says what he says, and he does what he does. The persistent human tragedies that have afflicted all generations will finally be removed. Health and vitality will replace the pain and disabilities that afflict so many throughout their lives. And all of us, as we age, the quality of life will reach heights not experienced since the Garden of Eden. The number two facet of what it will be like, what will the cities and farms in the world tomorrow be like? What will the cities and farms in the world tomorrow be like? Please turn with me to Amos 9, 13, verses 13 through 15. Amos 9, 13, verses 13 through 15. We have a lot of work out on Amos this feast. Get there. Here we go. Amos 9, 13. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. True utopia, brethren, true peace. And also turn with me to Micah 4, verses 1 through 5. Micah 4, 1 through 5. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and peoples shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways. We shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse 3, he shall judge between my peoples, many peoples, and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords and plowshares into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. No longer will war, captivity, or disaster cause people to lose the fruits of their efforts. People will work and enjoy the benefits of their labor in a world of sustainable abundance. There will be a correct understanding of God and his ways under his rulership. In the world tomorrow, foods will not be tampered with and will be wholesome, and I underline this, truly organic. We will not get sick from these foods because everyone will grow their own food, and it will be perfect and healthy, and God will make sure of it. In Isaiah 2, verse 4, in the contemporary English version, which I will read, it states, he will settle arguments between nations. They will pound their swords and their spears into rakes and shovels. I can use a few shovels in my barn, actually. They will never make war or attack one another. Farms will be flourishing. The agricultural and cultivating tools will be made from melted down war machines. Think about it. Nuclear weapons, tanks, and everything capable of destroying mankind will be melted into simple rakes and shovels and other cultivating tools. We will have to get our hands dirty, though. That's the bad part of it. And for my final scripture, please turn with me to Zechariah 8, verses 4 to 5. Zechariah 8, verses 4 and 5. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand, because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. John Gill's exposition of the entire Bible states, regarding verse 4, that there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, signifying that the inhabitants should be very healthy, no sweeping disease or calamity should be among them, but they should live to a good old age. And every man with his staff in his hand for very age, because of multitude of days, the length of time they should have lived in the world being worn out, not with diseases, but with old age, and therefore obliged to use a staff when they walk the streets for their support, in which is an emblem of the healthfulness of the inhabitants. Cities will finally be safe for young and old alike. As for Zechariah verse 5, continuing with John Gill's exposition, boys and girls playing in the streets, they shall not be terrified with the alarms of war, but enjoy a perfect security. There shall be no breaking in of invaders, no going out of deserters, no complaining in the streets, for when there is playing in the streets, it is a sign that there is little care or fear there. They shall have love and peace among themselves. The boys and girls shall not be fighting in the streets, as sometimes in cities that are divided into factions and parties, the children express mutual resentment of the parents, but they shall be innocently and lovingly playing in the streets, not devouring, but entertaining one another. That the sports and diversions shall be all harmless and inoffensive. The boys and girls shall have no other play than what they are willing that persons should see in the streets. No play that seeks corners, no playing the fool or playing the wanton, for it is the mountain of the Lord, the holy mountain, but honest and modest recreations, which they have no reason to be ashamed of. Yes, brethren, the world tomorrow will be safer, and it is on the horizon. In the meantime, we need to be ready with the full armor of God to ward off wrong conceptions in this world. And we know who the author of dystopia is and the ruler of this world is. Humanity is bringing our planet to the point of destruction, but the Bible shows God the Father and Jesus Christ will intervene and bring the world into true utopia, and we can be part of it.